Hello and welcome to How the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. My guest for today, apart from being good-looking, extremely successful and talented, he also set the viral zone on fire on daily basis. He's truly an actor because getting out completely from a comfortable zone and playing a character which can make him intolerable. But man, he played that character with great enthusiasm and honesty. He's Karan from Made in Heaven, he's Arjun Mathur. Welcome Arjun to the show.
Thanks. Hi, Omkar. Thank you. But why would my character be intolerable?
Because, you know, at times playing a homosexual character can become like, you know, a stereotype that a man cannot play a certain like, you know, in Indian society, it becomes a bit of an intolerable. So it came out like that.
Right. Correct. Sure.
Yeah. So we're going to speak about it in a broader spectrum in the show.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also, before we begin, how's Arjun?
Feeling very hot, sir.
Oh, lovely. Let's get started with this hotness. Lovely. So, Arjun, like, was it pre-decided from your childhood that you wanted to be an actor and then you pursued it? Or it happened all of a sudden?
No, there was nothing sudden about it. It was very much predetermined by me. By the time I was about maybe 10 years old.
All right.
That this is what I want to do. And, you know, and I think from there on, everything has just led things to this.
All right. So you were born and brought up in Mumbai and then started pursuing it in Mumbai itself.
No, I was not born and brought up in Mumbai. I was born in London, but I did not really live there. I was brought up in Old Delhi initially for like the first 7-8 years of my life. And then I also lived in Bombay as a child with my family. Then I moved back to Delhi where I finished my schooling. And that is when, after finishing my schooling, I moved to Bombay on my own in the year 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, So I've been pursuing my dream since then pretty much. I started working as an assistant director first and later on started acting.
Lovely. And I think your career started rising, I think from 2009, 2010, you started doing the films. And I think from then it's just rising above and above and you've been super talented in all the films that you do.
Wow, thanks so much, Omkar.
Lovely. As we spoke in the introduction that playing an intolerable character, because when it comes to an Indian society, even though today Section 377 has said that, like, you know, LGBT is approved and people can have a love for the same gender, but even today it is a stereotype. So at times it can become an intolerable character to play. So hence the word was described such as like intolerable character. So what are your views on this?
My views on what exactly?
So basically, when you were offered the script, you were offered this character, did you accept it wholeheartedly or was there a bit of a process that went through, like, you know, you for you to accept this character?
See, the process to accepting any character is just, number one, the depth and, you know, the script and the depth and nuances of the character itself. So leaving aside the fact that the character is gay, it was a very, very good script and it was an excellent character to portray, very much like me, other than his sexual orientation. So, to be honest, it's something that is a dream come true anyway for any actor. But as far as accepting a gay character is concerned, the thing is that I, before Made in Heaven, had already played a gay character twice. The first time that I ever faced a film camera was as a gay character. So the thing is, I have personally always liked to challenge myself like this. So when Made in Heaven first came to me, my first thought was, already I've done it twice before. Shouldn't some other actor be challenging himself with it? That was my first thought. But honestly speaking, as soon as I read the script, I knew that this was something that I was not going to let go of. Ye to mujhe hi karna tha. Yeah.
All right. So initially your process was like, let the other actor be challenged for this role. But when you read the whole script, you wanted to really do this thing.
Yeah. I mean, only because, look, it's very important for the growth of our industry that actors stop drawing the line between gay characters and straight characters. Okay.
Exactly.
I have personally already done it twice before. don't you think that there are other actors around who should be doing it also?
Definitely, I understand. I completely get your point.
You know, so that's my point. That's the thing. Agar ek actor ne ek cheez achhi tarah kar li, so that doesn't mean that that's the only thing that that actor can do.
Exactly.
It just means that that actor can do anything well.
Okay? Definitely.
Whereas as a filmmaker, as casting directors, people should be looking towards not casting the person who does the same, who has already done it twice before, but they should be looking for someone new also. Give someone else the opportunity to challenge themselves. Don't you think?
Definitely. I completely agree to it. Because, you know, but even others will get an opportunity to have another side, a different angle to
Industry to aise hi grow hogi na, otherwise kaun, otherwise sirf main akela grow hunga.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If we have to grow together, then other people have to start.
Definitely. Also, when we spoke about it, few years back, there was no social media. There were not so much of beautiful web series where they could be presented. But I think a few years later, let's take the example of 2010, 2015, and today we are in the 2019, wherein we have YouTube, we have MX Player, we have Netflix, and there are so much of platforms where you can entertain people. There are daily soaps, there are cinemas, there are web series. So, is it more, how do you take this? Being into a film gets a first preference, or doing a web series gets a first preference? How do you judge, or how do you rank this thing? Do you rank it?
No, I don't at all, to be honest. When I was pursuing all these years that I've been pursuing, you know, the internet was not really existent as a valid platform as such. In fact, I'll tell you, there was a show I did in 2012 called Bring On the Night, which, if you honestly ask me, was the grandfather of all the shows that you're seeing today. You know, it was way ahead of its time. It was the 10-episode miniseries, and nothing like that had been done in India. And unfortunately, there were no platforms in 2012. Right. So, ye show jo humne banaya, MTV par, it aired on MTV. After that, you know, it was on YouTube, but there was no real platform for it to go to.
Exactly.
So not many people got to watch it, but the people that have watched it, it's really like an underground cult super hit, you know. It's called Bring On The Night. Please look it up. And so I've been experimenting with my mediums forever. I was doing short films when no other actor was doing them, to be honest. You know, the first films I did were short films with Meera Nair, Farhan Akhtar. So I've always experimented with my mediums, because to me it's always been about telling a story. Telling a story, whether it be through on film or through, you know, theater or internet, jahan bhi jaye, as long as the script appeals to me and as long as my character appeals to me and challenges me, I'll do it, you know, even if it's a street play.
All right. So basically, you're not judging this. Like, you know, cinema comes first in your mind, then second comes web series. There is no as such ranking for it.
No,
it's just about the script.
Not at all. Yeah, you can't judge a platform. How can you judge a platform? You can judge people. You can judge their sensibilities. You can judge work. You can judge films. You can judge ke jis tarah film par bade parde par aapko achhi filme bhi dekhne ko milti hai, saath mein bahut sara bakwas bhi dekhne ko milta hai.
Right.
Usi tarah the same thing is going to happen on this medium also. It's happening as we speak. You know, on one hand, if there's a Netflix, Amazon trying to, you know, do like push the boundaries and do good work. There's also an old Balaji that is basically doing the same thing in the internet space that it did to television many years ago.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
So you have to for yourself discern ke aapki sensibility kya hai, aapko kaam kaisa karna hai. Bas aap usse matlab rakho. Ye nahi ke main sirf is medium par ya is medium par, because the medium does not determine the content. The people who are making the content determine the content.
Wow, you know? That was really a noteworthy point that you made.
Yeah.
Right, Arjun. Also, moving on, what do you see as the favorite part of you being into this industry? Like, being an actor, what is your favorite part?
My favorite part of being an actor? Honestly, it's only being on set, yaar. Sirf aap jab set par hote ho, acting kar rahe ho, jab kaam kar rahe ho, That's it. That's what you live for. You know, everything else that actors have to do, there's a lot else that, you know, actors do and actors need to do in order to stay relevant or be seen or be talked about or stay in the news or
exactly.
There's a lot which
there's a lot of PR thing that goes behind it, and there's a lot of endorsements that also actor has to fulfill in order to be there.
Yeah. So I mean, but then again, everything is part and parcel. Yeah, it's all part of the territory. You can't have one thing and say ke, आपको चाहिए तो आप पूरा लेना पड़ेगा
अर्जुन ऑन द सेट देन हाउ इज अर्जुन ऑन द सेट
एफिशिएंट
अच्छा लाइक फुल्ली कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड ऑन व्हाट इज स्क्रिप्ट एंड इज शॉट
दैट्स ऑल आई द ओनली थिंग दैट आई एम कंसर्न्ड विद व्हेन आई एम ऑन अ सेट इज बीइंग एफिशिएंट दैट्स ऑल आई एम नॉट देयर टू यू नो ठीक है वी ऑल जोक अराउंड वी ऑल हैव अ गुड टाइम बट एट द एंड ऑफ इट आई एम देयर टू डू माय वर्क एज फास्ट एंड एज वेल एज आई कैन आई एम देयर टू यू नो हेल्प द डायरेक्टर एग्जीक्यूट हिज विजन आई एम देयर टू हेल्प द प्रोड्यूसर सेव हिज कॉस्ट एंड यू नो मेक द शूट इजी एंड इजी गोइंग एंड दैट्स इट या दैट्स ऑल
Lovely. So it's like Arjun is director's boy or director's man. Like every director would really love to work with you because you are a vision in that manner. If we pick, definitely.
Sorry. Say again.
Yeah, I would say that like Arjun is really director's boy or I would say director's man because you are really efficient. Because as you said that when Arjun is on the set, he's fully focused and determined about his script and about his acting skills.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, or kya hona chahiye? That's all. It
definitely,
should be,
yes. Definitely, as so, an actor, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, moving on, Arjun. Like you know, previously, as we said, that social media wasn't in the air so much. But today, if you see, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's YouTube, and there's so much of social media there in everyone's life. So, do you ever feel a pressure of being on the social media and keep on posting or putting the thoughts in a certain manner? So, do you sort of feel a certain amount of pressure?
I see the pressure all around me. I observe it. I also know के ठीक है कुछ चीजें हैं जो करना जरूरी है जैसे आप कहीं पर बाहर गए हो तो आपके लिए a stylist has put together a look for you and all the people that have worked on putting that look together they need their credit you have to give them their credit.
Right.
तो आपको आपको वो पोस्ट करना पड़ेगा कि आपको अपने आउटफिट की फोटो डालनी पड़ेगी और सबको क्रेडिट देना पड़ेगा बिकॉज देर ऑल हेल्पिंग यू यू नो देर ऑल डूइंग फेवर्स एक्सेट्रा एंड सो ये कुछ चीजें हैं जो करना जरूरी है काम के लिए यू नो बिकॉज यू आर नॉट वर्किंग इन आइसोलेशन यू आर वर्किंग विथ अदर पीपल हु आर वर्किंग टू मेक यू लुक गुड सो दोज पीपल डिजर्व द क्रेडिट बट ऐसा भी बहुत कुछ है जो कि मैं देख रहा हूँ एक्टर्स करते हैं जो कि इट्स एब्सोल्युटली अननेसेसरी आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ एक्शन ऑन सोशल मीडिया कम्स आउट ऑफ इनसिक्योरिटी कम्स आउट ऑफ फियर कि ओ माय गॉड इफ आई डोंट कीप पोस्टिंग देन आई विल बिकम इररिलेवेंट या फिर इफ आई डोंट हैव सो मेनी लाइक्स ऑन माय फोटो देन आई एम इररिलेवेंट तो या आई मीन बट आई ट्राई टू नॉट सब्सक्राइब टू दोज थॉट्स कभी कभी अगर वो निगलिंग सा थॉट आता भी है उसको इट्स बेस्ट टू जस्ट निप इट राइट इन द बड एंड पुट इट असाइड बिकॉज दैट्स नॉट रियल नन ऑफ दैट इज रियल सोशल मीडिया योर सोशल मीडिया फॉलोइंग इट्स अ ब्लडी बंच ऑफ नंबर्स एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न्ड हालांकि इन टुडेज डे एंड एज देर आर केसेज इट इज ट्रू एंड इट्स अ ट्रूथ दैट योर सोशल मीडिया फॉलोइंग कैन ऑल्सो डिटर्मिन वेदर यू विल गेट अ जॉब और नॉट
या
यू नो ये भी एक सच है बट ठीक है Let each person live in the reality which they subscribe to. I subscribe to the reality where my work will speak and the people who want to work with me will work with me because of my work and not because of my social media following.
Lovely.
So, yeah, I try to keep it simple. You know how simple or how complicated your life is and your relationship to social media is, is at the end of it up to you only.
Definitely. You
know? So,
at the end of it, it's all in the mind.
Yeah, and your social media is actually just a manifestation of yourself, you know. It's an electronic manifestation of your consciousness.
Lovely. Electronic mirror, we can say. A reflection of our thoughts.
Yeah, that's what it is. If I can put it as simply, it's an electronic manifestation of your own consciousness. So, aap kisi ki social... And ye bhi ek bahut achhi kahawat maine jo suni, that, you know, if you want to know what a person is scared of losing, then watch what they photograph. आप किसी का इंस्टाग्राम देखकर इतना समझ सकते हो कि ये कि इस आदमी को लाइफ में सबसे प्यारा क्या है, यू नो. सो बस अब इससे देखकर आप देख सकते हो किसी को सबसे प्यारा अपनी सूरत है, किसी को सबसे प्यारी अपनी यू नो अपनी बिल्ली है, किसी को सबसे प्यारा पहाड़ और पेड़ है. सो या आई थिंक यू डिसाइड व्हाट सोशल मीडिया इज फॉर यू.
Lovely. So have you said that number of following that you have on the social media that plays a very important role? I think Karan Johar also once said that, you know, keep this number of followings that you have on Instagram, like they really don't appeal to you. Like, you know, if your movie is releasing, if you have 34 million followers or 26 million followers, they don't tell you, they don't promise you ki ha baba ye log 26 million log jaake movie dekhenge. I think it's somewhere an illusion that we have. What is your take on that? Because, you know, the number of followers really should not determine. Because at the end of the day, they don't promise you that they will go and watch your movie. They will give you a business at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dekho, public hai. Public ko tamasha dekhna hai. Theek hai? Public ko free ka tamasha dekhna hai. First and foremost.
Right.
So social media par kisi ko follow karne mein kya hai? Nothing. Kuch nahi hai. It's a pressing of a button. You know? अरे दिस गर्ल इज हॉट, ये लो बटन दबाया. अरे इस आदमी ने क्या बंदर वाली हरकत करी, चलो ये लो बटन दबाया. बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू पुटिंग द मनी वेयर द माउथ इज, हु इज गोइंग टू स्टेप आउट ऑफ द हाउस, सिट इन, ट्रांसपोर्ट देमसेल्व्स टू द थिएटर, पे दैट मनी, स्पेंड दैट 600 रुपीज ऑन पॉपकॉर्न एंड यू नो एंड देन वॉच सम बुलशिट ऑफ अ मूवी एंड कम आउट ऑफ द थिएटर, यू नो. पब्लिक को ऐसे भी काफी लेसन मिल रहे हैं ना कि जिनके के आपके सबसे बड़े बड़े फॉलोइंग वाले लोग आपको आजकल आपकी सबसे बड़ी फ्लॉप फिल्में भी दे रहे हैं. करेक्ट,
राइट.
सो दैट्स ऑल्सो हैपनिंग यार, इट्स अ रियलिटी. सो आई डोंट थिंक your social media following determines your box office.
Yeah, so basically
success.
I think none of them should be judged by the number of following, because you never know what business an actor can give.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, these are all like, I think you're right, you know, that illusions that humans have created for themselves.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's all self-gratifying, just, you know, indulgent, ke,
right.
Just giving self-importance. Ke, arre, mere itne followers hai, matlab main itna famous hun. Kuch nahi yaar, aap apne aap par dhyan do, apne kaam par dhyan do, forget the followers, aayenge, jayenge. Ek, aapne suna abhi recently there was a case in UK. Where she had a lot of followers, and I think Instagram had become her primary source of income.
Okay.
So, because she had so many followers and a influencer thi, so brands were sending her stuff to post, etc. Ab uska suddenly something went wrong with her Instagram account, and she lost all her followers. Imagine.
OMG.
आपके जो भी हैं, 2 million, 3 million, 36 million. सब एक सेकेंड में गायब हो गए.
अरे बाप रे.
एंड देन एंड दैट वुमन हैज हैड अ मेंटल ब्रेकडाउन. शी डज नॉट नो व्हाट शी इज गोइंग टू डू विद हर लाइफ. शी इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू डू अ जॉब. शी इज नॉट टेक्निकली ट्रेन्ड फॉर एनीथिंग, यू नो. एंड बस शी ऑल शी इज डूइंग इज अपलोडिंग वीडियोस ऑफ हरसेल्फ क्राइंग एंड सेइंग व्हाट विल आई डू. यू नो, सो लुक एट द डाउनसाइड.
Definitely, because कभी कभी हम इतना बह जाते हैं सोशल मीडिया में that we really forget what the actual and the real world is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is true.
Absolutely.
And also to this point, I would really love to add one more point. Like, Arjun, you must have had a lot of compliments, a lot of good days. So were there a time where people really did not give you that amount of love, or was there a bit of a hatred that people gave to you? And how did you handle it then?
No, I must say that I've never been on the end where audience or filmmakers or anyone has given me any form of hatred. Aisa to kabhi nahi hua hai. लेकिन डेफिनेटली आई मीन आई हैव ऑलवेज रिसीव लव यार. ये बात सच है दैट मेड इन हेवन द ऑडियंस वॉज मच वाइडर. इट रीच्ड अ लॉट मोर पीपल देन हैज एवर सीन माई वर्क. सो द मैग्नीट्यूड ऑफ द लव इंक्रीज. लेकिन मेरी पिछली भी जो फिल्में रही हैं, छोटी से छोटी, चाहे आप बाराना नाम की एक फिल्म ले लो, चाहे आप फायरफ्लाइज नाम की एक फिल्म ले लो, अंकुर अरोड़ा मर्डर केस, पीपल हैव गिवन मी लव ओनली ओवर द इयर्स. पीपल हैव ऑलवेज सीन मी एज अ गुड एक्टर. पीपल हैव ऑलवेज अप्रिशिएटेड माई वर्क. पीपल हैव ऑलवेज वॉन्टेड टू सी मी मोर.
या
नो इंडस्ट्री में इंडस्ट्री में और प्रेस में मीडिया में ये बात मैंने बहुत देखी है दैट वी वांट टू सी मोर ऑफ अर्जुन माथुर व्हाई डजंट एनीबॉडी कास्ट अर्जुन माथुर
या सो एवरीबॉडी इज दैट इज वेरी ट्रू थिंग दैट यू सेड बिकॉज़ यू नो इवन आई हैव हर्ड अ लॉट अबाउट इट दैट अर्जुन माथुर इज हियर फॉर अ रॉन्ग हॉल इज रियली देयर टू बी इन द इंडस्ट्री एंड इज डेफिनेटली मेकिंग अ ग्रेटर मार्क
या तो आई मीन वो भी दैट्स ऑल्सो फॉर्म ऑफ लव ओनली ना इफ समवन ऐसा ऐसा कितने एक्टर्स के बारे में लिखा जाता है कि अरे यार इसको कोई कास्ट क्यों नहीं कर रहा हम इसको देखना चाहते हैं यू नो सो दैट्स ऑल्सो अ नाइस फीलिंग यार टू बी ऑनेस्ट अब नाउ फाइनली आफ्टर मेड इन हेवन थिंग्स हैव चेंज्ड विच इज अगेन लाइक इट्स जस्ट लव यार एंड इट्स लाइक बट दिस हैज बीन इंटरेस्टिंग यू नो मेड इन हेवन हैज बीन रियली स्पेशल बिकॉज इट्स नॉट के अंधा वो अंधाधुन वाला प्यार नहीं है कि अच्छा ये फेमस है इसको प्यार देना है अच्छा ये लो यू नो इट्स पीपल हु आर अप्रिशिएटिंग एंड गिविंग मी लव एंड सेंडिंग मी मैसेजेस आर ऑल पीपल जिनको ये कहानी और ये कैरेक्टर पर्सनली किसी तरह छू गई है इट्स लाइक व्हेन पीपल मीट मी ऑन द रोड इट्स नॉट लाइक हे यू आर रियली गुड लव योर वर्क ऐसा नहीं होता होता ऐसा है कि यार थैंक यू ये क्या बना दिया आप लोगों ने यू नो
देयर इज अ डिफरेंट वे ऑफ कॉम्प्लीमेंटिंग एंड आई कुड रियली फील दैट एग्जैक्टली
या एंड इट्स अ डिफरेंट कैटेगरी ऑफ फैन इट्स अ डिफरेंट कैटेगरी ऑफ फैंडम इट्स नॉट दिस क्रेजी फैंस मेरे लिए कहीं मॉब्स नहीं लग रहे मेरे लिए कहीं यू नो इट्स नॉट लाइक के नोबडी इज कमिंग अप टू मी विदाउट नोइंग हु आई एम पीपल हैव सीन पीपल हैव अप्रिशिएटेड इट हैज टच पीपल दैट्स व्हाई दे आर कमिंग एंड दैट्स व्हाई दे आर अप्रिशिएटिंग Not just because के who's that person we want a selfie ऐसा नहीं हो रहा
right एक तो ऐसी public होती है जिनको सिर्फ selfie चाहिए होता है social media पे upload करने वाले and the other public is really that comes and appreciates and speak to you for 2 minutes at least about your work
yeah exactly yeah and those are the ones I really enjoy I love
lovely them. I think you're really lucky to have them and I think you've really done such a great amount of work that really have touched their heart and that's the reason you have all of them
Thank you, man. Yeah, I do agree. It's a good feeling. I think every artist dreams, chahe aapka jo bhi medium ho, whether you're a painter, writer, actor, filmmaker, whatever your medium, every artist dreams ke mera kaam kisi ko is tarah chhu jaye, you know? And this is a real blessing to be able to be touching people like this.
Lovely. Definitely. Yeah. Also, Arjun, was there a character that you played in throughout this whole life up till now that really have touched your life or have changed your life a bit?
Yeah, sure. There was a film I did called Fireflies, directed by Sabal Shekhawat. Usme mera jo character tha, actually, baat ye hai that at that point in time, I was going through a very bad personal time. I was I had been through a separation and divorce and whatnot and you know, I was not in the frame of mind also to work. But Sabal waited for me because he just wanted me in that film. I think he was very smart because, you know, like Zoya, Zoya ki bhi ek khasiyat hai that she knows how to cast people exactly for one particular quality that she sees in that person.
Right.
You know, and wo quality ho sakta hai ki us bande ko apne aap mein सबसे बड़ी वीकनेस लगती हो लेकिन लेकिन एन अस्ट्यूट फिल्म मेकर लाइक जोया कैन एक्सप्लॉइट दैट क्वालिटी एंड यूज इट फॉर द बेटरमेंट ऑफ हर प्रोजेक्ट इन इफेक्ट यूज इट फॉर द बेटरमेंट ऑफ द करियर ऑफ द एक्टर तो खैर देर आर फ्यू फिल्म मेकर्स हु हैव दिस क्वालिटी सबल वॉज वन ऑफ देम सो सबल वेटेड फॉर मी एंड कास्ट मी इन दैट फिल्म ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ वॉट आई वॉज गोइंग थ्रू एट द टाइम और उस फिल्म में जो मेरा कैरेक्टर था और उस फिल्म की जो कहानी थी बहुत ही इमोशनल थी बड़ी प्यारी थी आप देखें कभी नेटफ्लिक्स पर है फायरफ्लाई एंड दैट फिल्म एंड दैट कैरेक्टर रियली पुल्ड मी आउट ऑफ द रफेस्ट टाइम इन माय लाइफ एंड यू नो बाय द टाइम आई फिनिश शूटिंग दैट फिल्म 60 डेज लेटर आई वाज अ डिफरेंट पर्सन
So what a bliss as an actor like I think this is really a blessing that you have got as an actor that you got to play that character basically
definitely.
Definitely. It was lovely. Because, you know, बहुत बार ऐसा आ जाता है कि acting really saves you and really changes your mentality and puts you on right on the track.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Definitely. That's what it is, yeah. I try to find, मेरे लिए तो वही है. मेरे लिए acting वही है, honestly. के, I wanted to be as many कथार्टिक एक्सपीरियंसेस एज आई कैन मेक इट.
लवली.
और वो तभी आता है अगर अगर आप उसको किसी तरह यूज करें. सम हाउ यू आर मेल्डिंग टूगेदर वॉट इज जो जो आपकी जो कैरेक्टर आप प्ले कर रहे हैं और आपकी लाइफ रियल लाइफ जो है उसमें जो इंटरमिंगलिंग होती है इट कैन बी वेरी बेनिफिशियल बिकॉज यू कैन रियली यूज इट टू ओवरकम थिंग्स इन योर ओन लाइफ एंड यू नो सच थिंग्स.
डेफिनेटली. अर्जुन, वी हैव ऑलवेज हर्ड दैट यू आर अ टैलेंटेड एक्टर, यू आर अ पावर हाउस ऑफ क्रिएटिविटी एंड द काइंड ऑफ स्किल्स दैट यू हैव आर रियली इमैजिनेबल. सो लाइक व्हाट इज दैट कैरेक्टर विद इन यू, व्हाट इज दैट सीक्रेट मंत्र दैट कीप्स यू ऑन ट्रैक एंड गिव्स लाइक यू नो ब्रिंग्स सो मच आउट ऑफ यू, व्हाट इज दैट सीक्रेट मंत्र?
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वाओ, ये आपने बहुत ही भारी भारी कॉम्प्लीमेंट दिए हैं मुझे यार.
Like, जो मन से आता है ये सारी कॉम्प्लीमेंट मन से आते हैं बिकॉज वी हैव ऑलवेज बीन लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू यू एंड इवन सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट यू बिकॉज आई हैव बीन रियली टॉकिंग टू तमीरा दैट रियली वी वांट अर्जुन ऑन द शो एंड फाइनली यू आर देयर, वी आर रियली हैप्पी.
नो आई एम सो हैप्पी टू बी हियर यार, प्लीज.
या
व्हाट इज सो आई मीन क्या है वो क्वालिटी? आई वुड से दैट आई डोंट नो, यू नो इट्स नॉट वन थिंग टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट विथ यू. आई थिंक एक बात नहीं है, आई थिंक there are several things that go into it, like what number one, life experience, you know.
Yeah.
I think a person's life experience and the things that one goes through in their own life, they make us feel many things, you know. और बहुत सारे emotion हम feel करते हैं life में और उन्हें दबाते जाते हैं कि अच्छा ये हुआ चलो ये दबाया. I think के my primary thing has been कि मैं emotion दबाना नहीं चाहता. You know, so number one is that you have to want to express whatever the hell it is you've been through in your life. आपने वो आग होनी ही पड़ेगी कि मैं दुनिया को बताना चाहता हूँ कि मुझ पर क्या गुजरी है. Literally yeah. ये नहीं कि मैं किसी मंच पर खड़ा होकर I don't want to सुनाओ सम कथा टू द वर्ल्ड. बट थ्रू माई एक्सप्रेशन,
राइट, थ्रू योर इमोशंस यू इमोटेड.
या थ्रू माई आर्ट. एंड सो नंबर वन इज दैट. नंबर टू इज द एबिलिटी टू एक्सप्रेस. आई मीन नाउ आप हो सकता है कि आपने ये आपकी एक्सपीरियंस भी हो और आपने ये इच्छा भी हो लेकिन आप एक्सप्रेस नहीं कर पा रहे. फॉर दैट आई थिंक लाइक सम लेवल ऑफ ट्रेनिंग, सम शेडिंग ऑफ इनहिबिशंस is also required, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like I'm saying, it's a culmination of many things yaar, ke matlab meri life mein kafi kuch hua hoga, kafi kuch alag alag spheres mein ke main aisa nikla, you know.
Yeah.
Life mein ek bhi cheez agar idhar ki udhar hoti, maybe I would have been different, you know.
This life is like a roller coaster that goes ups and downs and twists and turns are there into it.
Yeah, not only that, it's a jigsaw yaar, ke aap, you know, things happen in your life, terrible things also happen.
Yeah.
But the point is to make the best of it yaar.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to just, because like for example, like I lost my mother when I was 13-14 years old, you know. And meri life mein I see that as one of the biggest tragedies in my life, you know.
Yeah.
But tragedy हुई तो हुई, मैं उसका क्या करूँ अब. मैं I want to, you know, the tragedy made me feel many things, it made me sensitive, it made me emotional. I want to try and use those as my strengths, you know.
Right.
तो वही है that you have, I don't know. I think man, it's a very deep question you ask me. I don't know what that quality is.
But yes, but, you did like the kind of answer that you gave, like expressing yourself and like, you know, just put it out, whatever you have inside you. I think that is a wonderful answer that you have given. You've really given you 100%, yeah. I would say. Yeah. Because as an actor, you have to emote. You have to give whatever, jo aapke dil mein hai, jo aapke dimaag mein hai, zehen mein hai, you have to give it out. And yes, that is a wonderful answer.
Even things like, or ye, aap kuch bhi use kar sakte ho, to be honest. Mirko, jab, पिछले 10 सालों में दैट आई हैव बीन एक्टिंग एंड जब यू नो बिफोर मेड इन हेवन हैपेंड, मेरे को जितने भी रिजेक्शन हुए हैं, जितने भी लोगों ने बोला कि अरे यार तुम लीड एक्टर का वो छोड़ दो यार, तुम मतलब यू नो एनी वन हु ट्राइड टू टेल मी दैट आई हैव टू बी हैप्पी विथ एनीथिंग लेस देन वॉट आई वॉन्टेड, ईच वन ऑफ दोज एक्सपीरियंसेज ऑल्सो बिकेम माई फ्यूल. तो मैं कहूंगा वो भी क्वालिटी है मुझमें कि किसी ने मेरे को बोला और मैंने सोचा कि तू मेरे को क्या बता रहा है, मैं तेरे को दिखाता हूँ,
राइट एग्जैक्टली वो आग होती है मन में कि यस मैं करके दिखाऊंगा
यार. वो आग होती है और वो आग बहुत इट टेक्स मेनी फॉर्म्स इट टेक्स मेनी. वो आग भड़कती भी है वो आग ऐसे इट्स अ स्मोल्डरिंग फायर ऑल्सो. वो आग कभी कभी बुझ भी जाती है फिर हमें ढूंढनी पड़ती है. सो आई डोंट नो मैन इट्स लाइक लाइफ यू नो.
Yeah, it's life after all. Exactly.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.